Experts and advocates gathered in Morgantown yesterday to talk about policy issues related to children's health care. As Kara Lofton reports, most of the conversation was centered around the Children's Health Insurance Program, also known as CHIP. The WVU Children's Health Policy Summit was organized primarily as a celebration of CHIP, which has reduced the childhood uninsured rates in West Virginia to 3%.
We talk a lot about what happens when people or children are connected with health services when they're young, but we don't often consider what happens in the long term.
That's Lindsay Allen, an assistant professor of health economics and policy at West Virginia University.
And some of the things we're seeing is that adults who had CHIP or Medicaid when they were younger end up with much better health status as they age, and they also end up with greater academic achievements and then additional economic success.
But CHIP funding is set to expire on September 30th of this year if Congress doesn't reauthorize the program. The Senate Finance Committee met yesterday to begin conversations about reauthorization. Rochelle Goodwin, who serves as Senior Associate Vice President for Academic and Public Strategy at West Virginia University, says there has been, quote, a seismic shift in policy as of late.
We have lots of healthcare policy questions that are up in the air. If CHIP is not renewed, then states and the federal government needs to take a look at what, if anything, they might do to plug the hole on what has now been a history of about 9 million children covered under that program.
Goodwin says taking a look at how state and federal policies fit together is part of what attendees hope to discuss during the summit. She and Allen both expressed sincere hopes that CHIP would be reauthorized, pointing not only to potentially negative health impacts, but also economic repercussions of reducing access to health care.
But what we're also seeing with that additional economic success is that people are ending up with higher incomes, which means they're paying more money into the government pot, and then we're also having to spend less in the earned income tax credit that we're shelling out for these people. So there are a couple different ways that having CHIP and Medicaid access when children are young pay dividends in the long term.
About 150 people attended the summit, including former U.S. Secretary for Health and Human Services Sylvia Burwell and former U.S. Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.